You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Luke 21, verses 25 to 36. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations in perplexity, at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that they come upon you suddenly like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the earth. But watch at all times, praying that you would have strength to endure it. So this is Advent. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and we will be reading primarily from Isaiah, with themes of hope, which are very appropriate always during Advent, but I guess especially in this year. But this passage from Luke kicks off the season, and it has three parts. The first part speaks of the second coming, a reality not often spoken of anymore, not even in churches and sermons, but true nonetheless. In fact, you could say that the second coming is the hermeneutic key, the key to understand our lives and history. The second part is about the fig tree and about learning to read the signs of the times. And the third one, the third section, is about watching. And therefore, we also have three lessons or points to take away for our listeners from today's meditation. The first question is, do I believe in the second coming? And like the early Christians, do I look forward to it? Or do I fear it? Or, maybe even worse, am I completely indifferent to it? It is the event that wraps up salvation history and gives meaning to all that went beforehand, including all human suffering and injustice. So do I believe in that? Secondly, do I read the signs of the times? Do I believe that God is Lord of history, and thus that you can read his handwriting, his intention in human history? This is particularly important in times of upheaval like now. Do I understand what God is about? And thirdly, am I ready? Am I watchful? Or do I allow myself to get distracted by the things of this life? The second coming is sure. This world will end. And then, if not before, our own world will end. It is worth, especially in this season, to rehearse what that means and to prepare appropriately. And in that sense, we wish you a very blessed Advent.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.